You're listening to the Ideal Business Show with Pat Rigsby. This is the place where fitness entrepreneurs come to learn how to earn more income, have more impact, and enjoy more freedom. Now, here's your host, Pat Rigsby.
Pat Rigsby here again with another episode of the Ideal Business Show. And today I am on the line with Jonathan Suarez of Suarez Sports Performance in Lamar, Colorado, and certainly known Jonathan for a while. And he is working through his, like, kind of a newer startup business, which he, you know, he's had a business previously and he can get into it more, but I believe they've moved and, you know, now he wants to work more focused on sports performance and kind of the adult athlete population. So welcome, John. Oh,
thank you, Pat. It's nice to hear from you.
Yeah, let's get into it. Tell me a little bit more about you and the current business.
Okay, so I used to have a studio in Denver, and basically with three kids, it was a little bit stressful. We decided for better quality of life, move to a small town 4 hours away called Lamar. It's a very small little town. It's half about probably 10,000 people, somewhere around there. It's like a cow town. I start working just because we have a lot of support from my wife family here. So we have the cheaper daycare, more quality of life, is less transportation, and be able to spend more time with the kids. Got a job as a health coach, but missing the training, and decide to start over again and apply more, be more specific, be more focused. I enjoy and do a lot of sport performance and decide to go mostly at that focus over here.
All right. So, I mean, you're kind of into this kind of new business, and the beauty of this is, you know, I mean, well, your previous business in Denver probably wasn't as successful as you liked. I mean, the beauty of that is that we get to learn from those experiences and apply them and kind of the next step in the journey. And, you know, hopefully use that to make things better and better. So let's get into it. I mean, I want to be able to give you some actionable stuff to help today. So what's your first question? What's the first thing you need help with?
Okay, so the first question, as a small town, very limited budget, like, you know, I've been working from like 8 to 5. So it's a very limited budget. Everything that started on my own budget, very limited. So I've been growing, especially after the 6 weeks of the producer, have a good starting point. I'm getting some traction, I'm getting some clients, I'm getting some in, and things are going really good. So, but as everything else, you know, it seems like, okay, I got like a really good push, and I don't want to stop. I don't want to, like, you know, calm down and just be like, It seems like what is the referrals that was my main focus point. It seems like, okay, it's becoming almost like a stop. Like, everybody's like, I invite everybody else that could be. And every time I go to any place, people know about the place and invite them. So, but it seems like as that venue is being slowed down a little bit, and I don't want to sit down and wait for people get referred. That makes sense?
Yeah, so here's the way that I would think of this, right? Like, it's not somebody else's job to sell on our behalf, yeah. Right? It is hopefully an opportunity for them to share something really valuable, something that's helping them or changing their life even, with people who are important to them, teammates, friends, family members. So when we think about referrals, maybe a better way to think of this is, okay, you mentioned before, I believe, that you had 16 people who had come in as clients, right?
Correct. So, especially for the producer challenge.
Yeah. So during the producer challenge, you got 16 new paying clients, which is fabulous. The thing about that is all of those 16 people have relationships. If they're adults, they have friends, they have neighbors, they have coworkers. If they're a kid, then they have teammates, they have friends that they hang out with, they have siblings. You know, they go to schools that, you know, obviously have plenty of other classmates and students under that same roof. So your goal with these relationships, and I think this is maybe even easier to do in a small town where there aren't as many options, where it's easier to build relationships, is to get somebody to introduce you to somebody else. That's all we're asking of them, is for an introduction to somebody else. So you're not having to try to cold call every sports team, to try to cold call every officer on the PTA at the local school, anything like that. Your goal is to meet all of these people through a contact that you already know. And, you know, in a town like the one that you're in, which sounds a lot like the town that I grew up in, right? A town of about 20,000 people, a town that certainly, you know, has seen its share of hard times financially.
Correct.
I mean, if you don't know everybody yourself, you're always one person away from knowing someone. Like, you know somebody that knows that person. And so your job is to try to start as many conversations with these people who might be in positions of influence, coaches, administrators, decision makers, whoever, and figure out how you can help. Don't necessarily assume you know the answer to how you can help, and don't impose your preferred way of helping all the time. Instead, ask a lot of questions. Ask questions about, you know, if it's a sport team, ask them about their team. Like, what are they doing well? Where are their challenges? They may tell you that their challenges are not having a place to practice. They may tell you that they don't have the money to buy uniforms. They may tell you any number of things. And so your job is to figure out, hey, first, can I help? And then second, how can I help? And, you know, if you're, like, let's say, helping somebody raise money, which in a small town like that is often something that a lot of these organizations are having to do, be it, I mean, I can think of, like, the PTA at my younger son's school. I mean, they're having a holiday, or a, not a holiday, but a bazaar this weekend. So it's a fundraiser thing, right? And all these PTAs need to raise money. All these sports teams would benefit from having bigger budgets. So if you can offer some sort of fundraising opportunity, say, hey, I'll hold a clinic or a camp or something like that, and if you help me get the word out, I am more than happy to donate most or even all of the proceeds back to you. And all of the proceeds would really get somebody's attention, because think about all these things that go on where a school says, hey, it's, you know, our elementary school's night at a particular restaurant, and they'll donate 10% of the proceeds or 15% of the proceeds back to us. Well, I mean, that's a lot of work and organization to put on to make a couple hundred dollars. So if you can find a way to say, look, you know, I mean, we'll run this clinic and everybody pays $10 and maybe you get 30 people, and those, you know, all of a sudden you've made $300 back for this organization for simply spreading the word about something cool. So, you know, the easiest way to build a relationship in a small town, and really in any environment, but news certainly travels fast in a small town.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It is to really kind of contribute. Be a person that is adding value to other people's lives, other people's passions, needs, organizations. Do more of that. Because a lot of times the way that we approach referrals would be, hey, can you help me grow my business? It's help me do something. When in all actuality, if we're doing great work, people are probably going to want to spread the word, but right. We have to make it easy for them to do that. And so really my suggestion is find as many easy ways to do this whole kind of spreading of the good work you're doing. Just asking for people to introduce you to other people, maybe having people bring guests to experience what you do. Those are the easiest ways to spread the word, especially if you're on a small budget. Now, the second thing that I would tell you, kind of knowing that you're on this kind of small budget marketing approach, is make things simple, right? Make things feel very small and manageable, because you're in a situation where you have a full-time job and you're kind of building this business as a side business currently. Just set simple goals like, okay, I want to connect with one new person today. That's it. I'm not trying to grow the business by 10 new clients each week. Yeah, sure. I mean, you grew by 16 clients in 6 weeks. I mean, so that's almost 3 a week. That's awesome. But it continual, sustainable progress, like incremental progress. If you were able to build one new relationship or start one new relationship each day, 5 or 6 days a week, and maybe one of those people turns into a client in the short term, right? And maybe more of them turn into a client in the long term, then, you know, I mean, we look up and 3 months from now, your business has almost doubled, right? And you've done it while also really kind of laying the foundation or planting the seeds for, you know, more continued business growth. I mean, one of the things that I talk about a lot and kind of believe in ardently is this idea of digging your well before you're thirsty, right? Like a lot of people feel desperate and they think, okay, I have to go grow my business today. Well, the easiest way to grow your business is to build a lot of relationships before you have to ask for a sale. Mm-hmm. So that's what we have to be doing. And what's great is there are plenty of ways to meet people and connect with people without spending money. You just have to be willing to give somebody your time and attention. And if you do that once a day with one new person, you'll be in great shape.
That's a great goal. Totally doable.
Good.
Wow. These two things is like, yeah, why didn't you think about that? Awesome. Yes. Yes. Wow.
So let's keep going. What's your second question then, if that's the first thing that we wanted to touch on?
Right. The second thing, it will be more working on the mental part. We talk about, it's a little more easier. I learn about all the lessons, you know. So when it comes like a sport performance, looking back at my part on Denver, I wasn't aligned. You know, my message, what I wanted to do, it was like I always wanted to do sport performance, but I was doing like a boot camp. I was doing something else or something else. So now I'm like very focused on the sport performance, going to the NSAPA, the Sport Performance Association. So very focused on that. It's still something a little bit on the mental part, and it's relationship with my wife and my family. I've been trying to do like a successful business for the last probably 8 years, but now I do as I do health coaching. I understand now that it was me, and now that I applied everything I'm learning from you guys, from you and Justin and everybody, it's like now I start to make more sense. Like now I take the time to understand, and like I really want it. I guess all this time as I'm working, it's taking more time. But now having a hard time to explain that to my wife and just be like, hey, this is different. Because I guess I've been calling that. I've been saying, you know, I believe it was different every single time I start a new one. And but I now for sure now it's different. I'm like the production, everything, everything is looking like, you know, from the way I built it at the business, my mindset is that I can know.
Well, let's dig into it, right? I mean, rather than you, because I don't want you to kind of go down that rabbit hole of saying, okay, well, I'm convincing her, which is kind of where that started to go, right?
Right.
So think of it in a very simple way. You have to earn her belief in this, right? You're not just granted her confidence. You're not just given her faith that this is going to be successful, because, you know, in the past, it's not necessarily worked out the way that you wanted.
No.
And that's okay, because as a spouse, but also as a parent, part of her job is to take care of her family, right? Make sure her family's safe and secure. And, you know, so she needs to make sure that she is doing that. So when she's telling you, well, hey, I don't necessarily know why this is different or whatever else, it's fine. Like, she's not doing anything wrong in that regard. It's your job to earn your business. It's your job to earn somebody's confidence in you. And I would, instead of seeing that as a question as to why that's not just automatically granted, I would rather see that as a challenge that you're up for and excited about meeting. Because this is like every time that you have a struggle, a spouse is going to feel that too. A family is going to feel that too. So they don't want to just be on this roller coaster that they're not necessarily choosing. And that's fair. So your job is to say, well, you know what? I'm going to earn their confidence. And I understand why they might be a little bit skeptical, and it might have been painful for them in the past. So it's my job to earn their trust, their confidence, their support over time, and to make sure that I'm not diminishing my contribution to adding value to their life in the process. Well, I'm making this go so they don't see this business as a negative adversarial thing, because it does, you know, it's taking away your time and it's not worked out as a benefit to them. So take it on as a challenge and be excited about the opportunity to earn their belief and faith and excitement.
Thank you. That's a better way to see it. I can definitely do that. I can definitely see us excited. I challenge to do that. So with that in mind, as my goal is to like, hey, prove it, you know, through my work to keep building it out, the business, all that. Then when it's something else, like a program or something, I'm should like wait a little bit more, you know, like part of me is like, yes, I want more. And the other part is like, they just keep building it up. Not yet.
Yeah, you don't need to go invest in more coaching. You don't need that, because you've already had access to the things you need. You need to focus on execution, and you don't need to spend a lot of time telling your family about what's going to happen. You need to show them, and you don't need to spend as much time on the consumption of education as you do on the production of the things that you already know. I mean, you figured that out in the producer challenge. That was more about setting targets and going out and producing every day. You need to do more of that. That is how you're going to be successful in a sustainable way.
Yes. All right. Good.
All right. So we've gotten through two big questions. Do you have any other questions before we wrap up this episode?
I do. You know, for the first time, now that I had the confidence, like, hey, I understand more about the producing, I think the concept of lately, finally get it, the the lead generation, you know, making it easier barriers, and then the conversion and then delivering. I think like, it's making a little more sense. Now my question is like, for the first time, I started thinking even a little bit more. There's something maybe in the BFM or where I can get like, or now how can I start growing the business or the business part? Like, okay, how much money do I pay myself? How much money do I invest in the gym again? How much money for education? Like, you know, before it was just almost like to make it. And now I feel like, hey, I'm going to make it. I know like the numbers. I need 3-2-1, three people to contact, two people to come to the gym. And normally one person sign up. So I know the numbers. I know how to produce. I'm excited about it. And now for the first time, it's like, oh, now it has a little bit of money. What I do?
I would probably spend as little of it as you can. Because right now you have been able to generate revenue without spending a lot of money. You've been able to generate revenue by going out and doing a lot of relationship marketing, by going and doing things with a more grassroots style approach. And I would stay the course there and put the money away and not necessarily do a lot with it until you've got maybe, you know, 3 to 6 months of operating expenses saved.
3 to 6 months. Okay.
Because part of the stress that comes from business, which I think has this cascading effect on your family, could be not having money, always feeling desperate. So if you save money, if you put it away and get that foundation built before you worry about some of these other things, I would take that approach. And then I would probably focus on paying myself a small but meaningful salary. That way your family can start to reap some of the rewards of the time that you're putting in. So number one, do the things that give them some peace of mind. And then second, start to bring some money home so it enhances their lives.
Okay, yes.
You don't have to go and reinvest money in the business right now if what you're doing was more about effort and time and relationships. Save the money, okay?
Okay. No, definitely. I agree. I think this is a little more easier here being the only sport performance kind of facility. We have only gyms and then be able to, I don't even have to do Facebook advertising or anything, just going outside or meeting people like, hey, have the gym and the new person, the new gym. It's like, yeah, more successful than any Facebook I had before. So it's been way easier to connect and at least introduce people and just be like, hey, come check it out for 1 week or 2 weeks. And it's been working great. And even 2 weeks, they like it. Normally people sign up and at least they know what I'm doing. So yeah, it's been way easier than in Denver, that's for sure.
Great. So, well, hey, we covered a lot of ground. I'm excited for you. I'm excited that it seems like you've got some momentum. You've got some things that are moving in the right direction in a very positive way. So now you have to stay the course and not get distracted, not get sidetracked, and make sure that you're not doing this at the expense of your family's happiness today. So make sure that you're scheduling time to do things with them and giving them attention and not always being distracted, because you want them to see what you're doing as something they can cheer for and support over time. And like I said, you have to earn that. Obviously, we don't want them to ever feel like the business is their competition or their adversary. So we get some good stuff today?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. You opened my mind. My brain is like, okay, I'm excited. Let's do this. I'm excited to challenge in a good way and share with facts to my family that the business is going to be good. And I'm excited that all the organization didn't think about that just to give it out more. It's true. I guess I was like, referrals like, hey, help me, but it's very easy on this town to help, especially on sports and all that. I know I can help a lot of people here. So just going down there and giving workshop, making workshop and giving all the profits, I have no problem with that, and I think it's going to be awesome.
Great. Well, hey, great talking with you, and thank you to everybody listening in on this new episode of the Ideal Business Show, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks again for checking out another episode of the Ideal Business Show. Let me tell you about four different ways that I can help you build your own ideal business, and you'll be able to find more information about all of these in the show notes. First, you can complete the Ideal Business Scorecard. There's a proven framework for creating your ideal business, and you can find out how you score across all 8 ideal business rules by simply filling out a quick quiz. Second, you can join our Business Growth Accelerator program and become a case study. Each month, we take on a couple new clients as case studies in our BGA program where we guarantee you a $4,000 a month increase in recurring revenue. If you'd like to work with me, Justin Yule, Fred Zoller, and build your clientele and recurring revenue, check out the link in the show notes. Third, you can become part of our exclusive Ideal Business Academy coaching group. My favorite thing to do professionally is to help entrepreneurs like you build your own ideal business. If you'd like to learn more about how we can work together to make that happen, go to the show notes and click the link, Ideal Business Academy. And then finally, fourth, you can join our Fitness Lead Academy. If you feel like you need more leads for your business, but you don't want to pay for an agency to run your ads, just click on the Fitness Lead Academy link and learn more. We'll be opening territories again soon, and those who fill in the form will be at the front of the line to secure their own location.